not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. He is like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf does not wither. The ungodly are not so. The ungodly shall not stand in the day of the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. The Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the ungodly, the way of the ungodly shall perish. In our society today, one of the words that we use is tolerance. Are you tolerant enough to believe that there is one true living God? And that one true living God has left us a book so that we could know him. And that book is called the Word of God, the Bible. And in the Bible, God tells us that our relationship with him has been severed. And the way back to having a relationship with God is through repentance and through faith in Jesus Christ alone as our Passover lamb. Either you have bowed your knee in subjection to him, or you remain in rebellion against him. God did not send his son, Jesus Christ, into the world to condemn this world, to condemn you. But God sent his son into the world that the world might be saved through him. God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the creator of our souls, the one that gives us life and breath, it is by God's great love and his compassion for you to let us know that he calls everyone, everywhere, to repent from their sin, to turn away from sin. What sin is transgression of God's law. The reason why God has appointed a day when he will judge this world in righteousness. God has appointed a day when he will judge each one of us individually by the Ten Commandments. And the deeper we look at the Ten Commandments, the more we see we do not keep them. You will see yourself as a guilty sinner in desperate need of God's forgiveness and his saving. He offers that through his son, Jesus Christ, and only through his son who died on the cross 2,000 years ago, because we have committed crimes against God. And he commands all of us to repent today. Decide today. Where will you spend eternity? Because your sins are an abomination towards God. They're not just a mistake, not just a choice, but it's a crime against God to sin. It's a crime against God to lie. It's a crime against God to steal. It's a crime against God to take his name in vain. It's a crime against God to lust after another being. Jesus said, unless you repent, you will perish. There are 1,000 roads that lead to hell, but there are no roads out. The question is, if God were to return today, would you be ready? God has given us a conscience to let us know right from wrong, good from evil. And our conscience lets us know what in our life is wrong, what in our life we need to repent from. Do not lie. Do not steal, do not have sex out of marriage, do not commit adultery, do not take God's name in vain. We're all going to be guilty on the day of judgment, and we're warning people out here to flee from the wrath that is to come through faith in the Son of Jesus Christ, through repentance, and place your faith in Jesus Christ alone. Jesus said he was the only way to heaven. There are not more than one way. The only way to heaven is through a person. And his name is Jesus Christ. He has demonstrated his love towards us. He does not just say that he loves us, but he demonstrates his love towards us. While we were still yet sinners and enemies of God, that's when Christ died for us on the cross. That's how much God loves us. That's how much God demonstrated his love towards us. We're out here to preach the salvation of God. That God offers his salvation to anyone who would seek after him with all their heart. That the salvation of God is not just going to heaven. By faith in the Son of Jesus Christ, it's much more than that. The salvation of God is also to be delivered from sin right now. He died on the cross, not just so we can go to heaven, but that we can be delivered from sin, that the remission of sin can be brought to us now, here in America. We celebrate our freedom. Here in America, there's two kinds of freedom. There is a worldly freedom. A worldly freedom. There is also a heavenly freedom. The freedom that we hear from those who are deep in sin is a freedom from God. Freedom to be separated from Him. But the heavenly freedom, the freedom that sets you free, is a freedom from sin. A freedom to serve God. And he alone can give you the freedom to serve Him. The Bible says we are ambassadors for Christ, as if Christ was pleading through us to be reconciled towards God. Be reconciled towards God. Be reconciled towards God. The scripture tells us that the preaching of the cross, that the preaching of the gospel is foolishness to those who are perishing. So, if it is foolishness to you, know that God is serving you a warning. And that warning is that you are perishing and that you will not end up in heaven. The scripture tells us that each time we sin, we're storing up wrath for the day of wrath. And if we continue to sin, we will accumulate more wrath upon us. It doesn't take a lot of sin to be bad. Adam and Eve sinned one time in the Garden of Eden. They bit the forbidden fruit one time and they were doomed. They were hooked. And God kicked them out of the Garden of Eden forever. And they never got back. The scripture tells us we must repent. Jesus said, unless we repent, we will perish. Repent of your sin and turn to the living God. Place your faith in Jesus Christ, the Holy One of Israel. But where does that leave us? Does that leave us without hope? What it leaves us is a choice. Do not neglect such a great salvation that is what's in Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, the only way, that He was the truth, and that He was the life and the resurrection, and that no man could come to the Father or get into the kingdom of God except through the Christ. His name is Yeshua, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, the Holy One of Israel. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, then respond by giving Him your life. I encourage you to pick up the Word of God and read it for yourself and determine whether or not what I said was true.